Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil, powered by Coe's BMW. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lennon.
Can't touch this.
Once again, a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. Now that the belt delivers, and he's low, ball one. And that just adds to the pressure. The crowd booing. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Well, that definitely takes you back, certainly. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. Going to that Johnson Auto Plaza VIP line, talking to our very own Jerry Schimmel here. Jerry, good evening. Your thoughts, your reactions upon hearing about the passing of one Hammerin' Hank Aaron.
Yeah, Cecil, I think I'm like everybody else, just kind of saddened by it. I mean, the guy was in his 80s, so you expect that's going to happen at some, you know, some point in the near future. But until it does, you just kind of keep in mind is one of the great athletes of all time, not just a baseball player, but the great athletes in sports history. And to have the records that he had and he set, and you know what, especially Cecil, I had a chance to meet him a couple of years ago. We were playing at the Rockies playing in Atlanta, and he's very good friends, or was, with Paul Egan's, who's the Rockies traveling secretary. They're inseparable friends, and introduced me to Hank, and it's just low key and humble and quiet, and you'd never even looking at him. He's small. He was like 6 foot and 180 pounds. I mean, I thought he'd be this big, gigantic home run hitting, you know, power, and he was just sort of a little guy. So all that stuff just sort of got me thinking, you know, what a wonderful man, what a wonderful career he's had, and man, we're going to miss him.
No, Jerry, when you look at what Hank Aaron had to go through, and then you look at the diversity that's now in baseball, you know, when you see some of these players and you talk to them, I mean, what do you think they would say about, you know, Hank Aaron paving the way and opening the door for them?
Yeah, I think they would all be praising him, Nick. I really do. And I think they're doing that. If you look around some media the last couple of days, you see a lot of people doing just that. And that's what I always heard about him, is that he handled everything so beautifully. You know, that he encountered horrible racial discrimination. I saw some of the letters online today. He kept all these letters, and they showed some online today, the threats he got, and people didn't want him because he was black, to break the record of a white man, and all that kind of. He endured a lot more than people realized, but he always was very humble about it, and he was always very kind about it. I think that rubbed off on people. I think that rubbed off on baseball players that came after him, guys like Paul Egan's, who knew him very well. They all say the same thing. He just lived his life with grace and elegance.
It's Jerry Schimmel joining us here, Nick and Cecil, talking about the passing of one Hank Aaron. How do you, as a baseball guy, because everyone knows I'm a football guy, but I understand then those hallowed numbers. The baseball records mean so much more than football numbers, right? Mm-hmm. It's just the length, the history, the time, the way the sport hasn't really changed a whole lot. Like 61 and 61 is, you know, still what all baseball fans remember about Roger Maris. If you look at Hank Aaron, how do you as a baseball guy kind of, cope? I don't know if that's the right word, but, deal with the fact that numbers have been altered. Certainly we can talk about the steroid era, which got baseball's popularity back after a couple of three strikes off the top of my head. And then kind of on that steroid era and go, huh, all those numbers were phony. How do you as a baseball guy kind of deal with that or talk about that? And then also to bring up a great like Hank Aaron, who did it back in the day and without any sort of extra help.
Yeah, I think when you think about that way, you have to, I mean, I think it makes you think about Hank Aaron being even greater than maybe he was when you compare it to some of the guys. I mean, you have to put him in the top five players of all time. You just look at the numbers, steroids or no steroids. I mean, he still has a Major League Baseball record for most RBIs, total bases. I think he's got, I think he holds the record for most extra base hits. He's third in hits. He has almost 3,800 hits, third in runs. Here's the other thing about him, too, that when you compare him to other athletes, steroids or not, he was just a great athlete. He was a great outfielder, a three-time Gold Glove winner. And he stole 240 bases in his career. How about that for a home run hitter? And one year, I think he had 31. So he's just a great athlete as well as being a great baseball player. And I think when you put him up against the guys that are in that steroid category, we know their names. I think it just makes Hank Aaron seem that much better. I mean, he might be the greatest player of all time. I think you could make that argument considering some of the guys that are right there with him went through that steroid area.
Jerry, when you hear this statistic, tell me what comes to mind. When you look at Hank Aaron, he was an all-star in 21 different seasons, and that's the most in Major League Baseball history. When you hear that, what makes you think about the skill set that, you know, he had to be an all-around player?
Yeah, I think when you look at all those numbers, the fact that he played 23 seasons, was all-star for 21 of them, the longevity certainly comes to mind. You break down some stats, Nick, you see he didn't strike out much. He walked a lot. He had that Gold Glove. He obviously hit all the home runs, but I think he was a two- or three-time batting champion and had a career batting average of over 300. So I think when you look at all those things together, like you said, the longevity, the all-star burst, all that kind of stuff, you look at him, you say, I think you just sort of, to me anyway, you just sort of shake your head and think, man, I knew he was good. But when you look at all the numbers, and now we're doing that because he's passed, you think maybe he was way better than we thought he was. I mean, that's the position I've gotten to is when I saw that he passed away yesterday. I'm like, well, I'm going to go back and look at his numbers. I know they're good. And I started reading all these things. Like, you got to be kidding me. He did this and he did that. What an incredibly great player.
Right, right. Fantastic player. Top five. Mount Rushmore, you know, if we talk about the sport in Major League Baseball. Jerry Schimmel joining us here. Nick and Cecil on the Fan. When you look at baseball and the diversity now today, going back to your Jackie Robinsons, going back to your Hank Aaron and everything that they had to endure, I think the one word that Nick and I used to open up the show was timeless. Like, you have a player that is iconic, but you have also a player in Hank Aaron who is timeless because representation matters. And when, you know, young athletes can watch Hank Aaron growing up, now that can influence them, which can influence the next generation. Derek Jeter said his impact will be felt for generations to come, Jerry.
Yeah, no question about it. I think we'll be having the same conversation when his name comes up, you know, 20, 30 years from now. For right. You know, younger guys that come up and look at his numbers, his longevity, his personality, his grace, his charm, you know, all that kind of stuff that we admire so much in athletes, he possessed. So I think you're right. He's a generational player that will be talked about as one of the greatest moving forward forever, and he should be. And you know, anyone else that kind of hit me, guys, is when you first came on this segment, Vin Scully's call of his home run. Isn't that appropriate that maybe the greatest baseball announcer of all time called the home run of the greatest home run hitter of all time?
Mm. Oh, Jerry, you know a lot about baseball and baseball statistics. Is there a guy that's currently playing right now, do you feel as though may embody what Hank Aaron stood for on the playing field from the actual game standpoint? Is there a guy that's capable of kind of putting up these type of numbers if they have a long career?
You know, I think when you look at today's player, you probably look at Albert Pujols and say, well, there's a guy that's put up similar numbers to Hank Aaron. In terms of younger guys coming up, it's hard to kind of put a finger on it. I think Mike Trout will probably have numbers that will be similar to what Hank Aaron put up, probably a few more stolen bases than Hank Aaron had. So I think of the older players that are playing, it's probably Pujols, to younger guys or middle-aged guys in the league would probably be like a Mike Trout type of player. It's interesting. Nolan Arenado would probably be, if you space his numbers out over 23 seasons, and you're going to have decline after so many years, just like Hank Aaron did, but he's going to have numbers like that. So different players and different eras, but there's a couple of guys out there that might, in a 20, 30 years from now, be in that same conversation as Hank Aaron.
Fantastic insight, as always. It's the Fan's very own Jerry Schimmel joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Jerry, we appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your insight tonight, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Cecil, thank you. Fergalicious, thank you, man. Have a great night.
Jerry!
Fergalicious, huh?
Oh, slow down, Cecil. Pump your brakes now. Now that there's only one person that is allowed to use that phrase at this station.
Really?
That's right.
Really?
And it's only Jerry.
And it's just Jerry.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, because Jerry and I had a conversation once, and that's kind of between Jerry and I.
Okay.
But, he asked me for permission, and the story behind Fergalicious, I told him, he thought it was quite hilarious, which it is. So I was like, you know what? You're the only person at the station that I would allow me to refer to me as Fergalicious.
Okay. Yes. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something not right.
Well,
I can't call you Fergalicious.
No, but you already call me something else. We already have our thing.
Well, that's based off your own voice. Nick Ferguson, right? That's what it is.
Well, you know what, Sisu? You know, I'm a cool guy, so I'm willing to make an exception for you.
You can have multiple nicknames, right? You can have people call me Cease. People
okay.
call me Diesel.
Okay.
That's what I get. Some people call me Cece, and I'm just like, okay.
Cece? Okay.
Yeah. As long as you're not calling me a cuss word or something.
Right. Like, exactly.
Whatever is whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Well, so just only you and Jerry can call me Fergalicious.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
And you can share the story with me sometime, probably off air. Well, you call yourself Fergie Ferg, so I guess. I mean, that's a three. How many nicknames you got, man?
Man, there's a lot. I mean, I can tell you right now if you want to, right? The name came from two people, okay. Right? Unfortunately for me, I sat next to Humza Abdullah and Dominique Foxworth.
Okay.
So obviously,
two characters.
Exactly. So they, at the time, the Fergie song was out, right? So every time I would walk by, they would bump, elbow one another, and they would go, Fergalicious. They were singing this.
Fergalicious step.
So that's what it was like for me every day when I came in. So the name just kind of stuck,
okay.
And I've been Fergalicious ever since.
Okay, there you go. I'll take that. London. That's Nick Ferguson. I'm Cecil Lammy, and many thanks to Jerry Schimmel for joining the program as well. Lots to get to tonight, including why the departure of Vaughn has pros and cons. We'll get to that next. Taste, taste, taste.